ladies and gentlemen, from the Hunt for Red October, James Earl Jones.
W-F-O-D.
Don't panic.
We now interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for a special presentation.
Welcome to this thing we call the Dubfod. My name is Mike. I am joined by my good friend, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, jaguar impressive, Mr. Travis Hulse. Hello, Travis.
Hey there. Happy Tuesday. Hey, how you doing?
I hope you're well. And
I am. And you?
Oh, God damn it. I'm so great, Travis, because my good friend, Drunkard STL is back.
Cheers.
Triumphant return.
Drunk, welcome back. I hope you're doing okay.
Very well, thank you.
The phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. And boy, howdy, do we have a hell of a program for you tonight. There's so much going on in the world to discuss. Travis, next week begins our favoritest of months. Spooky month is next week.
Oh, is it not October yet?
It's not. No, it's the end of September.
It feels like October.
You're feeling kind of October-y. That's good. That's good because we for some reason, when I was coming up with our topics for the evening, Travis, a lot of them seemed kind of spooky.
We're on the spooky month eve.
Yeah,
right? So it's getting there.
Travis, did you hear about the Seven Floors of Hell debacle?
I did not hear about this. Please enlighten me.
Okay, Travis, in Ohio, I believe it is. There is a famed haunted house called the Seven Floors of Hell, and they've just opened for the season. In the last couple of days,
as you would,
and there's already been an incident. Now, the news article about this is great. Like you go through this news article, and like the hits just keep on coming. It's incredible, Travis. So I have clips, and I have the news article. I don't really even know where I want to start. I guess I'll just start reading you the article, and if I can fill in clips, I'll play you the news guy first, I guess.
The owner of the attraction says everyone uses rubber or latex props, but this was a freelance actor who went and got the knife from his car to make things more realistic.
This man, he takes his job as a spooky house man very seriously, and what he did is he went and got a knife out of his car because he didn't think that the kids were buying the rubber knife, and he wanted.
Yeah, he wasn't happy with the rubber knife, so he went and got a legitimately sharp, dangerous weapon.
A Bowie knife. Is that the flippy one? Like
no,
the
Bowie knife. No, like Bowie one knife. One of those hardcore Rambo ones that you go camping with.
Oh, that's like a Rambo knife.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes the story even better. But so a worker in the popular Seven Floors of Hell attraction attempted to scare the child while holding a real Bowie knife, striking his foot while stabbing the ground next to the boy. The knife pierced the child's croc shoe and cut his big toe.
First of all, 11-year-old shouldn't be wearing Crocs to the haunted house. That's strike one for the
so
kid.
The owner... this guy's great, Travis. You're going to love this guy. He defends this whole fucking thing.
The actor accidentally poked his toe. He gets down low to the ground like a little troll, and he pokes the ground with the knife. Got a little too close, and an accident happened.
Little too close, Travis, and he stabbed the croc shoe.
No, he just poked his toe. He didn't stab his foot. He poked his toe.
Yeah, that's a hell of a knife. That's a hell of a knife. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to scare a kid, that's the one to get.
I feel like are at least 7 inches minimum.
Travis, what knife would you say you're the scaredest of?
Probably a Bowie knife is pretty good.
I mean, that's a good one. Yeah, I got more clips of this guy.
He didn't need any medical attention. Police asked for another Band-Aid. They put a Band-Aid on the foot. They went through the haunted houses. Last we seen them, they said they had a great time and left.
Now, he sounds almost annoyed that they complained.
Well, I'm
why are you even talking about this kid who got stabbed in my haunted house?
I'm also noticing something else here about this story.
What's that?
Right here.
Oh, the mom of the boy's name is Karen?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're automatically off of her. You think that she's overreacting?
So strike one, war crocs at the haunted house. Strike two, mom's name is Karen. Instantly, she's going to complain about something.
When they talk to the kid, I mean, are you getting there? Did the kid just have fun and say, yep, shit happens? Or what did the kid say? Did they talk to the kid?
Well, that's what he said in this last clip, is that they asked for another Band-Aid. And they walked through the haunted house. They were fine. But then Karen made a big deal about
this?
It later. Well, I guess they called the police because the police asked him for another Band-Aid. But then they went through the haunted house afterwards? Let me listen to this clip again.
Like the police
didn't need any medical attention. Police asked for another Band-Aid. They put a Band-Aid on the foot. They went through the haunted houses. Last we seen them, they said they had a great time and left.
The cops showed up to deal with this crisis.
He was stabbed. He called the police.
They looked at the kid. They said, can you give us another Band-Aid?
Hey,
they put a Band-Aid on the kid's shoe, and then the police went through the haunted house with the kid?
Owner of Seven Floors of Hell, do you have a medical kit here?
Right, and I'm sure they got...
Find Dr. Hell.
The kid probably left there with like a really nice commemorative hat and like a sack from the haunted house.
At this time of year, if you're a haunted house enthusiast, what do you want? You want the scariest haunted house, right? So you and your friends, you get together and you say, hey, we're going to go out on Friday night. We're going to go to a haunted house. What haunted house are you going to go to? The scariest one. And what's the scariest one?
Yeah, you don't want the haunted house that's set up at like these like little like family amusement parks, right? These little trailers that have like the light turns on and you see a skeleton. You want weird ass chainsaw people with melted faces.
And you
want
to go to the one that's open every year that you know is scary.
Drunk.
Like we got the one here in St. Louis, the Lemp Mansion. That's scary.
I'll tell you.
You go to the darkness because the darkness is there every year.
I'll tell you which haunted house is the scariest one. I saw this thing on the news. There's a haunted house where they stab kids.
Yeah.
Seven Floors of Hell. Ohio's scariest haunted attraction. Yes. An actor did stab a kid. Seven Floors of Hell.
don't wear Crocs here.
See, exactly. That was the exact same disclaimer I was about to say. Don't wear Crocs.
This year is like that haunted house's perfect year.
We've been here 21 years. We have a very clean track record. We wouldn't be at a county fairgrounds 21 years if there's shenanigans happening.
Of course, it's a likely story that he says because he wants to lure kids in there so he can stab them.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that is all how most horror movies start, right?
Proof's in the pudding. What's he going to say? We stab kids. Don't come here.
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Haunt. It's a fairly new horror movie specifically about people thrill seeking, trying to find the best haunted house. And then, yes, it turns into a chamber of horrors. But I feel like that is exactly what people who are enjoying haunted houses are looking for. Did they say anywhere in this article or in the interviews, was this actor new this year or was he a returning actor?
He's a freelance.
They said he was freelance, which I think they're all freelance, probably, right? So to make that distinction is weird. I mean, I don't think they have like salaried.
No, I would think they're all 1099
guys in costumes.
Here you go. You're your own LLC.
But I mean, like they said it in a way that it's like, okay, yeah, but this guy is freelance. They're all freelance. Yeah. So what that means is, you know, he's not a loose cannon going and getting knives. They're all crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty much like regardless of how many years he's been here, we're not liable because this guy is from the street. We just hired him. He's a freelancer.
Right. We just picked him up at the Home Depot this morning.
You'll be happy to know, Travis, that he was fired.
Well, of course he was.
They fired Bowie Knife Guy. Because you can't.
I suppose you almost have to in that situation, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you make the news for bringing a real knife to work.
Or they might give him the wink, wink, you're fired.
He just wears a different mask the next day.
I'll see you next
week.
Who knows
the difference? Yeah. Hey, Travis, I think
you've been wearing a troll mask. Here's a hockey mask.
We've talked a great deal about our hatred of the programs that use podcasters' content, and like we kind of end up being the customer for a lot of these, and it's irritating.
Could you elaborate a little bit more?
Well, we've done a lot of them, and what they do is they email me. I think they either have my Instagram email, or I think my email address is on our RSS feed or something. They have ways, and they just bother me, and they say, hey, you know, we have this new startup and you should be involved in it because you have a podcast that's already on our website. Whether you like it or not, it's already here. But but like if you want, you can make an account and claim your own content that's already on our website. There's a bunch of them, Travis. There's one that I just recently signed up called Pod Chaser.
Hey, catch us on Pod Chaser.
Yeah, we're on Pod Chaser now. And what I realize now from my latest experience, Travis, is I think that they have us by the balls and I have to sign up for all of these because there could be consequences if I don't. I was recently contacted by a new one called Good Pods, Travis, and Good Pods has our podcast on it. What Good Pods promises is that it's a podcatcher like the rest of them, and of course we want to be on all the podcatchers, I guess, because you know if people use it, we want to be on it so they can find us.
They don't use it.
No, they don't. So this one allows people to tip podcasters directly in their app. So if they enjoyed our Seven Floors of Hell bit, like they could like click a button and tip us a dollar in I think they
Bitcoin? Have,
no, it's a link to PayPal. Now, Travis, what happened was,
I'd rather have a dollar worth of Bitcoin.
I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll sign up for Good Pods because we should just claim all our content. It's ours. We should have control of it. And it freaked me out because if you make a Dairy Queen account, Travis, if you make any account, you have to go through a whole big fucking thing. You have to verify your email address. You have to do a whole bunch of things. Not with fucking Good Pods, Travis. I told them I was the owner of WFOD, and they fucking believed me. I mean, I didn't have to do shit to verify.
No verification necessary.
Nothing.
If you want to claim podcasts on Good Pods, it's yours.
Nothing. I had to do nothing. And thankfully, I am the owner of our podcast. But I mean, like, if somebody else wanted to say they were, they could have. Because I mean, I didn't have to verify an email address. I didn't have to do shit.
Please tell me that while you were doing this, you also claimed Pool Boys podcast, Ramblings with Rob.
I mean, obviously I can. Rob's probably on top of it, I would imagine. The Pole Boys isn't.
Yeah, he's probably got it up.
Then they're like, okay, well, where do you want the money to go if people tip you for your podcast? I sent them links to that. No verification for that. No verification that it's even connected to me. It could have been anything. So, like, the security for this website, and I guess they don't care, right?
What do they care? You signed up.
I mean, they
you're the one that signed up. You get the money.
Is there not a liability issue with people claiming podcasts that aren't theirs? Is that not a problem?
On Good Pods? No, I doubt it.
So they're not worried that somebody's going to say they own a podcast that they don't own?
Look at the smirk on Travis's face. No.
They'll probably say, well, I guess you should have claimed your podcast material on Good Pods before the other guy.
But, I mean, to not even do an email, Travis, it's so creepy.
It's Good Pods, Mike. What do you expect?
So I shouldn't be worried about this?
No. Oh, I'd be worried that you signed up and they have your information now. Yeah, absolutely. But otherwise, no.
He went the other way on
Travis, you get on Good Pods. What if there's a podcatcher that we don't know about?
Don't keep a lot of money in your PayPal account is what he's saying.
You know what happened is you signed up for Good Pods. You created a password for Good Pods, and then you gave them your PayPal email address. So what they're hoping is that you're a lazy shit and use the exact same password for Good Pods as you do for PayPal.
Travis, we need to pause the show for a few minutes. I think I need to take care of something. You're making a lot of sense now, Travis. Now I'm worried. So Good Pods is a scam just to get podcasters... See, because what they did is they got a link to our Patreon and our email address for PayPal. The Patreon goes to the PayPal, right? Oh, no, Travis.
Yep.
Are they connecting dots?
Yeah, they're connected. This is a phishing scheme like you've never seen. These are the same people who did the whole, hey, we're on your computer. We're not the bad guy. But if you don't give us a bunch of Bitcoin, we're going to release your porn history to all your friends. But these people have figured out a way to take it even further to scam podcast people to be like, ha, we know these people are desperate for attention. just pretend that they need to claim their content.
If these dorks bought microphones, then they probably have a lot of free time to do other stupid stuff.
Like sign up for Good Pods.
Right, they got plenty of money. If they bought microphones, they got plenty of money in their PayPal accounts.
By the way, allegedly, this is probably all not true, right?
Oh, Travis.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, Good Pods is a legit place that you should listen to our podcast on, because it's there. I checked.
Yeah, don't use iTunes or anything that's super easy to use. You know, Stitcher or anything that links to your phone.
The biggest free.
Make sure to
Travis.
Make sure to go to Good Pods.
I downloaded the app, the Good Pods app. Oh no!
Oh, they got your fucking phone information now.
Oh no!
They can hack into your phone.
A guy followed me on their.
Don't allow them access to anything.
Travis, a guy followed. His name's Nick. Hey Nick, how's it going, man? If you're listening to us on Good Pods, thanks.
That's a fake person.
Oh, Nick looked really fake. It looked like one of those Getty Images fake headshots. Yeah. Yeah, Nick's picture was way too professional.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that most of the people that would follow us look like
you right now?
Probably.
Oh.
I just searched this Good Pods thing and pulled up their website, and just the meet our team. These people look like scam artists to the 10th degree.
They have beady little eyes.
This J.J. Ramberg, who is it's a brother and sister team who created this thing. And, you know, it says she's hosted a show for NBC News and all that stuff. She looks like that Elizabeth Holmes gal that's facing trial for fraud. So
what was her deal, Travis? Like we even talk about her?
She was trying to create a machine that could pull a lot of medical diagnoses out of a single drop of blood, much more so than any other testing equipment out there. So it was less invasive for people to get tested for things. And it turns out really she was just using existing equipment. She didn't have anything that actually existed and was just bilking people of just millions of dollars.
And now she's running Good Pods?
No, yeah, I mean, it looks like the gal.
Similar looking, you know.
This is great.
They do have verified listeners on Good Pods, like Kim Kardashian. And
I'm sure Kim Kardashian will say that she does anything if they like give her a whole shitload of money.
Patton Oswalt's new wife is a verified listener. The Goop president, Gwyneth Paltrow, is a verified listener. This is all bullshit.
So I've made a terrible mistake.
You made a horrible mistake.
And you know what? We get those emails three or four times a week.
Do whatever you can.
Change
to get
passwords.
Out of this.
Delete your account. Block Good Pods.
And they, I guess they caught me on a weird week because I signed up for Pod Chaser because they have a fun Twitter presence.
Did you see like where they're located out of?
Good Pods?
Tell me it's like Malaysia or some fucking foreign country. Fucking Isle of Man or something.
God damn it.
They're located in a remote island mountain base.
Right.
Like you can only get there via boat or helicopter.
Dr. Evil kind of shit.
Travis, they dug up a mummy. And
don't they do that all the time?
Yeah, but this one, they decided... What they were going to do is they were going to 3D print his vocal cords. It was his vocal tract between his larynx and his lips, and they replicated it in a 3D printer so that they could try to find out what his voice would have sounded like. And they made one single sound out of the 3D printed larynx. Do you want to hear it, Travis?
Of course I do.
Was it? I thought you were going to do me doing a dolphin noise.
Nope.
How many people were on this team who dug up a mummy to replicate his larynx to make that one sound?
I don't know. Probably a lot.
Dude, is this
how much that probably cost on that 3D printer?
Probably a lot.
A lot. A lot.
I mean,
lot.
Like to
and the team.
Yeah. To
is this who sponsored this?
Probably fucking Stanford or Harvard or somebody. Yeah. Fucking some big wigs.
But now
some
we know
ridiculous school that charges people an asshole amount of money to go there is paying for this.
This is a Nessia thing. Moon's
Columbia.
Who lived 3,000 years ago? This is his voice.
Yeah, is he from Egypt?
I think so. He's a mummy, right?
I don't think all mummies are from Egypt.
Oh, it's Nessia Moon.
Okay.
How many people that are super into mummies do you think creamed their shorts when they heard that one second long sound?
Who's super into mummies?
Finally got. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, people study them, right? Archaeologists, people like people are like experts in mummies and mummification and these ancient civilizations. How many of these weird tweed wearing pipe smoking idiots do you think just creamed their shorts over a $5,000 glass of scotch?
So you think that it's like when Sam Neill like
got out of the sunroof of the Jeep to look at the Brontosaurus.
Exactly what happened.
They're like, oh my God, we get to hear what Nessie Amun's voice sounded like.
They really did it, guys. They're really reaching back in history.
You reckon that's a sex noise?
No, it's probably just like a vowel sound.
If you keep playing it over and over and over and over again, it sounds like a sex noise.
Guys, what we're going to do?
Oh, well, tell me, Mike. Tell me.
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, guys, I have America's favorite game show that we're going to play tonight. Pretty excited about that. So stick around. We'll be back.
What are the rules?
Thanks to Reezy Does It 24/7 for this week's horse report. Chaos Walking had multiple horses, as did The Green Knight. Those are two movies that have horses in them.
WFOP!
Travis P. Pants in the Haas.
Get back, motherfucker. I'm gonna pee my pants. Gonna kick you in your teeth and do a dance. Get back, motherfucker. I'm gonna pee my pants. Gonna kick you in your teeth and do a dance.
Travis P. Pants, why you do so good? Why you do so good?
Listener, there's things you need to know.
Online and on your mobile device.
This is Strange Label.
It's a shame we won't see the kiddos tonight in their costumes.
Yes, but rules are rules.
I know.
But hey, we can still pop on a scary movie and have our own Halloween fun.
Honey?
It's okay. Maybe it's an Amazon delivery person or something.
Trick or treat!
But it's canceled. What do?
We're wearing masks.
Yeah, give us some candy! Trick or treat!
Turn off the lights. Maybe they'll leave.
Trick or treat.
Spooky month starts next week.
Once again, WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Thank you.
Guys, welcome back. Travis, there's a podcast that I occasionally interact with on Twitter. It's called Who Would Win? And I don't...
They pit fictional characters against each other.
Yeah. And this past week, what they do is they decide on one of them. So this week they were like, hey, we're going to do Thanos next week. Who do you want Thanos to fight? And then, like, the two hosts, they both pick a person and then argue for that person to determine who would win, right? And so, you know, they do Thanos, and so you're like, okay, the DC guy that's pretty much Thanos, right? That dark side, right?
Yep.
And that's what they went with. But they ask every week who they should fight, and I like to try to think outside the box, and I suggested that Thanos fight Bugs Bunny. And
that's logical.
Well, and I was being silly, Travis. You know, I was having a good fun, but the more I think about it, Bugs Bunny could probably beat just about everybody, couldn't he? Bugs Bunny does some pretty fucking crazy shit. I saw that motherfucker, like, just saw Florida off of the United States. I mean, like, Bugs Bunny does some wild shit.
My favorite thing that Bugs Bunny does is when he takes a, like, 12 inches of a shotgun barrel and somehow extends it 30 feet to point out of another hole after Elmer Fudd points it in his hole, and then Elmer Fudd shoots himself in the face.
Right. He can do
that's
some...
That's magic. Well, and I mean, pretty remarkable.
That's one thing, Travis, but he also goddamn sticks his fingers in the barrel, and then Elmer Fudd shoots himself. I mean, like, mm-hmm. Think of that.
It's like invulnerable.
Yeah, in relation to, you know, like, who's going to do shit to Bugs Bunny? And I mean, like, if that fails, he'll dress up like a fucking girl bunny and get everybody's dicks all hard. And they won't be able to do anything about it because he's irresistible as a
somehow have some sort of scam to get, like, the Infinity Gauntlet off of Thanos' hand onto his own hand. Like, you know what I mean? Like, one minute Thanos has got the Infinity Gauntlet and he's going for Bugs Bunny, and then he turns his head, and the next thing he looks down, and now the Infinity Gauntlet's on Bugs Bunny's hand.
You know that rabbit season, duck season thing?
Mm-hmm.
Do that and trick Thanos into thinking that he has the real Infinity Gauntlet, and swap him. If you really fucking think about all the tricks he has up his fucking sleeve, it's not really that crazy to say that Bugs Bunny could beat just about anybody.
I mean, there's like 60 years of Looney Tunes that you can watch all of Bugs Bunny's antics, and you tell me that guy's not some sort of magician. I mean, he's otherworldly. Some of the shit he's pulled on other Looney Tunes characters.
Who can fuck with him? I mean, like, if all Nobody. Of the rules of his universe, I assume that's the rule, right? All the rules of his, I've never listened to the show. I should. All of the rules of his universe apply in his battle against somebody else who in their world say actual rules matter.
Well, it can't not, because that wouldn't be fair, right? Like, okay, so all of the rules in Thanos' universe matter, but not Bugs Bunny? Then what are we even doing here?
Yeah, then he's just a rabbit. Then of course you could kill him. Guys, a couple weeks ago we talked about that Olivia Rodrigo gal, and it got me in a pop type of mood, and I thought that it would be time to revisit America's favorite game show. Tonight, guys, we're gonna play a special round of Kids Bop That Shit. Nice. We're gonna play Kids Bop That Shit, the game show. The way the game works is I'm going to read you guys a lyric from a popular song. The lyric was changed in the Kids Bop version, so you guys have to just tell me how you think. You okay, bud?
I'm good.
Are you really sleepy?
No,
you
sleepy, I'm fine. Guy?
You don't look so good.
Thanks.
What's going on? You okay?
I'm good.
Travis, I'm worried about him. Are you not?
See, if is his side of his face sagging?
Sagging?
I'm gonna feel his forehead.
Is he talking normal?
He doesn't feel like he's running a temperature.
Have him hold his left arm out.
Touch your nose. I think he's okay.
Right. A, B, C, D, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Okay, nice. So...
No stroke.
Travis, Rihanna, she had a song called Love on the Brain. Do you remember that? It must be love on the brain. Remember that song?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, in it, she has the line, "It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good." And you can't say that in a kid song, Travis.
Do we get a little temporary listen to?
To the Rihanna version?
Yeah.
No, I was afraid we'd get sued.
Again?
It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good. So how do you think they kids bopped that shit?
Did they actually kids bop it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a kids bop version. It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good. It's interesting that she used it.
What do you want me? You asking me? I thought you were going to ask the kids bop master over there.
Travis, how do you think the kids bop that shit?
I don't know.
Do we get to listen to the kids
bop
version?
I've been retired from the kids bop game for so long, I can't wrap my head around it.
One more time, I guess. One more.
You mean to read it to you again?
Yeah.
It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good.
It beats me black and blue, but he fucks me so good. Yeah, I got nothing.
Well, guys, that was fun.
Maybe you should let us in on our little game. Kids bop that shit. So do we actually get to listen to it?
I don't know. You guys seem like you don't want to play. You don't want to play Kids Bop That Shit? It's okay. My feelings are a little hurt, but, you know, whatever.
Well, I'm not the creative one, so... All right, what do you got next?
I mean, that was
supposed to last the whole half hour.
It's gonna be a big chunk of it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oof. We can just stare at each other if you want.
Travis, you got a pick of the week, bud? Something you want the people to know about?
No. I don't.
Cool.
How about you? You got one?
Pick of the week?
Yeah.
I've been rewatching The Sopranos.
Nice.
It's great.
15-year-old reference.
In anticipation of the many saints?
I guess.
Yeah. Saints in Newark, is that what it is?
Many saints in... I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Drunk pick of the week, bud?
Yeah, I got a couple picks of the week, actually.
Okay.
First pick of the week, best new show on TV. It's on ESPN2 on Monday nights. It is Peyton and Eli watching Monday Night Football and just free riffing.
Yeah,
and it is the funniest thing on TV.
You watch the game, and they're just sitting there. Yeah, and they make reference to Peyton's big old head.
Yeah. They just sit there like two little bungholes and just say whatever the fuck they want. And it's
great. How much of the game do you get to watch on the screen?
Well, it's most of the screen, but then their little, it's almost like a Twitch, Travis. There's like a little box over in the side with the three of them looking straight forward.
With their faces?
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. So it's like Beavis and Butthead, but for football.
Yes.
Kind of.
And they both kind of look like Beavis, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they just kind of know how to play football a little bit.
So, like, they kind of talk about that kind of stuff. They're like, hey, I got an idea of what they're going to do this time. Oh, I was right. You know, like that.
Does Peyton ever call Eli a little bitch?
No.
Eli was talking about how the Philadelphia Eagles fans flipped him the bird a lot.
That's Philadelphia fans for you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And then my second pick of the week is Choice Brand Hotels.
Choice Brand Hotels?
Yeah. They're me and the ladies go to when we're on the road and need a hotel. Or in town and need a hotel.
If you're homeless and need a place to stay,
if you're homeless and you need a place to stay.
So it's like a long-term deal?
No, we get our apartment on Saturday.
You're moving into an apartment?
Yep.
That's cool. Are you going to keep your stuff in storage?
We have a pod and we have a storage locker.
How many dressers do you still got left?
Not many. I threw a lot of them in the dumpster.
You just threw them in the dumpster?
Yeah. Oh. I tried selling them on Craigslist and Marketplace, and then I decided I hate, or not Craigslist, Facebook. And then I decided that I hate Facebook Marketplace.
You got to just fill, to get rid of a dresser, you just got to fill those drawers with gasoline, put a little, like a gasoline soaked t-shirt in the drawer, close the drawer, and light that t-shirt on fire to make that thing go up in flames.
Yeah, I don't live in the rural area like you do, though.
Yeah, but you live in St. Louis, right? There's got to be a shitty part of town you could do that in.
Facts are facts.
Well, one time I had a dead washer and dryer, and my friend Kenny Merkel, I paid him $50 to haul them off for me. And all he did was put them on the back of his truck and then, like, drive them behind a building and throw them in the back and drive off. but I guess I didn't do it. Right, so it's okay.
You're going in a place that is pretty much in the same exact spot. But I thought the way you started that, I thought you were going to say all he did was have his wife drive his pickup truck, and as they drove down the road, he just pushed them out the back of his truck.
I mean, me personally, pretty much the same thing. I probably would have dropped them off at a Goodwill because they can't use that shit anyway. They could throw the shit away for me. So
yeah, they don't take TVs.
No, you just go late at night when they're not there, and you just put it on their back porch.
And then I guess if they come get you, then you just play dumb.
They won't come get you. They got too much. You know how many people leave shit on their back porch when it's after hours? Like, all of it.
I left TV.
And really, have you seen the people who work at Goodwill? Do you really think that they have investigative skills where they're ever going to find you?
Travis, I was worried for a while that they were going to come get me.
They're not coming.
But anyway, don't go too fancy and don't get anything with a number. Stick with the Choice Brand Hotel.
Okay. Well, guys, I mean, is that the show? Are we done?
I mean, did we do it?
I guess we did it. Drunk.
Drunk, you want to take a shot at Kids Bopping that Rihanna song to make Mike feel better?
You want to skip that one? You want to try a different
one? Yeah, I'll try the next one.
Okay, let's try another one. Kids Bop that shit. All right, we're back in it, guys. Nicki Minaj. She has a song called Starships, Travis. The line is, we're higher than a motherfucker. How'd they Kids Bop that shit, Drunk? Higher than a...
They are farming like a hen clucker.
Farming like a hand clucker, Travis. Higher than a motherfucker.
Drier than a mother's parka.
Drier than a mother's parka. It's not bad, guys. It's actually we're kids bop and we're taking over. That's
we're kids bop and we're taking over. We're kids bop and-
Bob and we're taking over.
Yeah.
I didn't realize we could cheat like that. Do the next one. You got another one?
Yeah. All right, I'm having fun again, Travis. Justin Bieber has a song about peaches, and the line is, I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah, shit. I get my weed from California. That's that shit. So, Drunk, I get my weed from California. They can't say that in a kid's song because weed is a controlled substance.
Yeah.
So how do you think the kids bopped that
I
shit?
Get my almonds from California.
Almonds. Get my almonds from California. Travis, what do you think?
Say the first line again real quick.
I get my weed from California.
He said something about peaches from Georgia.
Oh, I got my peaches out in Georgia.
We're taking over.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
My dream?
I got my dream of California.
Kids Bob's gone really downhill in the last couple of years, huh?
From the Weeknd song, Blinding Lights. I'm going through withdrawals. You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me. I'm going through withdrawals. You don't even have to do too much. You could turn me on with just a touch. You know that song, Travis, right? You know that Weeknd, all of his songs are really pervy.
I had a bad take or feeling about the Weeknd based solely on his portrayal in Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler. That was before I knew who the Weeknd was. Like, I guess I had heard his music before, but when I saw him play himself in Uncut Gems, I was like, man, this guy's a fucking dirtbag. And then every time I hear his music now, I think, this guy's a fucking dirtbag.
Way like Canadian.
You think they were like, hey, The Weeknd, will you play a dirtbag named The Weeknd? He goes, oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, why not? That shouldn't be too hard.
You know, The Weeknd was actually the name of a duo. It was two people, like one guy.
Oh, was the one guy was named Vampire?
No, he was in The Weeknd.
Vampire and Weeknd.
No, I mean, I got the joke. But well, no.
Why are you stepping on it?
I'm sorry. Well, I was going to tell you the story, though. This guy, he was making like all the beats and stuff. And like he got this singer. And then like everybody was like, oh, no, the singer is The Weeknd. And then like he stopped calling the other guy. And so the other guy's like, that sucks that he's like really famous now because, you know, it was kind of my idea. Like, yeah, but you're not the Weeknd.
Kind of like with
it's the guy with the funny hair.
Fallout Boy. Fallout Boy is just the bass player, even though the other guy does all the work.
What does the bass player do? Is he pretty or
plays
something?
Bass.
Is he a good looking guy?
Yeah.
So they like him?
Yep.
Yeah, the singer, he's kind of a frumpy fella.
Is that Pete?
Yeah, he is, but he's got a great voice and he writes all the lyrics far as I know.
Travis, you can't say I'm going through withdrawals in a kid song.
No, you say I'm dancing with y'all.
And you can't say you're going to do too much because they're like you can't do sex stuff to turn him on with just a touch.
I'm dancing with y'all. You ain't got to do too much because I'll show you how to move with just a touch, you know, like you're a dance instructor.
I'm cleaning my drawers. You gotta not separate the whites from the colors.
I'm going through it all. You don't even have to say too much. You can say it all with just a song, baby.
You can say it all with just a song.
What'd you do?
But isn't,
You don't want me on the camera no more, bro?
This show's a disaster, Drunk. I knocked over the camera, Travis, with my
How long have we been doing this?
Thanks, friend.
Long time, I feel like.
Yeah, can't all be zingers, I guess, right? Going through it all instead of withdrawals. It's not a great game.
You ain't got to say too much. You can say it with just
you guys. You guys were right to poo-poo this, okay? I realize that now. Guys, Olivia Rodrigo, we talked about her a couple of weeks ago. She has a song called Good For You. Well, good for you. I guess you're getting everything you want. You bought a new car and your career is really taking off.
That's the line?
Well, good. Good for you.
Yeah,
good for you.
You bought a new car and your career is really taking off.
Oh, good for
they
you.
They changed it. They changed it for the kids' bop version.
Well, what's wrong
with
that?
Good for you. I guess you're getting everything you want. You bought a new car and your car is really taking off. It's like we never even happened, baby. Tell me what is up with that.
Why can't they say your career is taking off in a kids' song, Travis? Why can't they say that?
It's because it's supposed to be relatable to children. So, like, children don't have a career. So, but you have a car. And it's really taken off.
It's really taken off.
Huh. Kids can't relate to having a career. Is that what Najma Najaman thinks about this episode?
The third. Nessie Amun, Travis. Nessie Amun.
Nessie Amun. His rating of this episode of WFOD show is...
I'm building...
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. If you enjoyed it, subscribe, share it with a friend. Hey, consider supporting the show on Patreon at patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us at twitch.tv/WFODshow or youtube.com/user/WFODix. Should figure out a way to make that better. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263 or email travis@wfodix.com with comments, questions, guest suggestions, or whatever. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Amanda, Val, Brian, and Liquid. Also, a special thank you to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Visit WFOD Show for more. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
So I'll tell you what, going into spooky month here, I don't remember which streaming service it was on because, you know, we have them all nowadays, but my lady's been watching the Unsolved Mysteries.
And on Netflix.
Netflix. So
the new ones?
No, it's the old ones from the 80s.
Oh, that might be on Hulu.
But the theme song... is a total rip on the Halloween song. You notice that?
The Unsolved Mysteries theme song?
Yeah.
I'm not placing it. Sing it for me.
Do the Halloween in your head, and that's the Unsolved Mysteries song. And when she's watching it, gives me the fucking creeps, dude. I swear to God.
The Halloween theme song still to this day is one of the most effective creepy ass songs
right.
that exists.
Do you think that it's because it's creepy, or do you think that it's because of all that goes along with it?
No, I think it's straight up the song is fucking creepy.
Oh, do 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 do. Fucking drum slaps. That's just like some Phil Collins shit. I remember it.
Don't you think that sounds like the Halloween song?
A little bit. But it has like some Miami Vice drums on it.
Kick up the Unsolved Mysteries one again.
Are we going to play them together, Travis?
We'll start them together. Kick this off.
Bye.